This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. I dare you. The next friend or coworker you see, tell them how much you get paid. Couldn't do it, could you? It's about as taboo a subject as you can get in America. Many people will talk about their sex lives before they'll talk about the size of their paycheck. That secrecy may be one reason pay can vary so much, sometimes in some pretty unfair ways.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
This week, the Wealth and Poverty Desk will try to end the mystery of what we get paid with a series we're calling Payday. Marketplace's David Brancaccio has the story.
It's not as fun as extreme snowboarding, but listen to this Colorado company.
Yes, we have what I like to call extreme transparency.
Amanda Bybee is the VP at Namaste Solar in Boulder. There's a lot of sunshine going on inside this solar power installation company. Every employee can see a spreadsheet listing what everybody else makes. Terry Lima, an accountant, looks at it all the time and sees quite a few folks paid more.
I don't feel shortchanged in any way. I also am grateful to know there's no backdoor deals, that I don't have to do some political something so that I can make more money for myself.
And Namaste is extreme in other ways. It's employee-owned. Every worker, including Surendra Tapa, the forklift driver, is privy to all the company's financials, including every permanent employee's pay rate. Given this culture, I figured people like Amanda Bybee, the VP, would tell me this transparency about salaries is all sweetness and light. But no.
I have a colleague who's making a little less than me, who comes to me and says, I don't think you deserve more than I am making. And we're talking a difference of $1,000 a year.
They worked it out and are buddies again, but CEO Blake Jones acknowledges these conversations are uncomfortable.
But it's worth having it be out in the open. It's worth facing the fears that you might have of talking about it.
Being clear on salaries makes good business sense, Jones says. It builds trust and also makes coworkers accountable. They notice if someone's getting paid to goof off. But the transparency is for inside the company. Tellingly, neither Jones nor Bybee talks about their pay rate outside the company.
The taboo around money may be our last standing taboo.
New York University financial sociologist Kate Zaloom says this explains one of the great mysteries. How is it that given wide gaps in income in America, everybody walks around thinking we're so equal?
Of course, everyone in America thinks that they're middle class, but the only way that someone who makes $12,000 a year and someone who makes $200,000 a year can assume that they are all in the same social category is by never actually revealing what they make to each other.
It's not just a social taboo. Many employers enforce this.
I am, in fact, prohibited from telling anyone how much I make contractually.
Had Zaloom worked not for NYU, but for the University of California, we could look up her pay ourselves. The Sacramento Bee newspaper was able to put the salaries of California state employees onto a website for all to see. How's that make the workers feel, employees like UC Berkeley professor David Card?
I'm a labor economist, and for labor economists, we're always analyzing salaries. And so it's possible that I may be desensitized.
So, Professor Card, how much do you make?
My salary from the university is around $300,000 a year.
Wow, you didn't hesitate.
Well, you can look it up on the internet.
Card studied the effect of the salary website and found that fellow employees who noticed they were doing better than the average golden bear kind of shrugged. But people who were doing worse than their peers tended to be really upset.
Yeah, that's true. And that might be one of the reasons why many employers insist on pay secrecy. It's part of the deal of working there. And it's going to really make the lower wage people much less happy.
Yeah, my name is Marie Cruz Manzanares, and I'm senior custodian at UC Berkeley.
A custodian with more than 12 years' experience. She also now sits on the board of her service employees' union local. Together, we typed the salary website into my iPad. What does it say you're paid?
$34,493.10.
The pay is obviously no surprise for Manzanares, but as that $34,000 sits there, stark on the webpage, she thinks of her three children and how that salary doesn't leave much left over to pay for their college.
And how can I ask my kids to put more into something that me as a mother cannot even help them with?
But she sees there is power in getting salaries out into the open. Her union has used the website to prepare for contract negotiations.
actually it's good that somebody put this website out there so we can check if we put Mr. Yudof's name in there. Also,
who?
The president of the university system, Yudof, Mark Yudof. Let's see.
What does it say?
$560,594.40.
So over $500,000.
This is only for him and his wife. My salary still have to be for my three children and me. So that's ridiculous.
Which gets us to the special case of executive salaries. Tomorrow, we'll look at how companies decide what to pay those at the very top. In Berkeley, California, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
We asked whether you talk about how much you earn with family, friends, or coworkers, and more than 150 of you responded. One of you wrote, "My answer has always been and always will be, I make enough." Others told us they don't mind revealing their salary. You can read and hear those replies and tell us what you think at marketplace.org.